do you retire Jacob DeGrom's number? And I love Jacob DeGrom. In my mind, I've never seen a pitcher better than Jacob DeGrom. Jacob DeGrom is the best pitcher I've ever seen. Now, I know Mariano Rivera. I'm not trying to argue with you. Just as far as starting pitchers, his stuff, his dominance. When he was at his peak and pitching, I don't know if I've seen his equal. That's how good Jacob DeGrom was. That's how good he was. And I'm hoping for his sake, although I don't really need to see it in Texas, to be honest with you, I hope he can get back there. I guess he threw off a mound for the first time, threw for 15 minutes, and he says he's feeling all right. Hopefully he's working his way back to be with the team sometime shortly after the All-Star break. God bless him. But as much as I like him, and as much as I feel the fans were ridiculous when he left, and I argued with Met fans forever about good riddance, he didn't want to be here, all the nonsense that I think is a false narrative, and I don't want to get back into that, but they didn't pay him. They didn't offer him a legitimate contract. Look what he got from Texas. If he would have turned down money to go play somewhere else, then you could say he didn't want to be here. Were there signs? Is there a possibility he would have rather have not been here? Sure, but we don't know because he didn't turn down the money. We're more confident, at least I am, that the Mets didn't want to re-sign him than I am he didn't want to re-sign with the Mets. And hey, look at them. They're right. He got Tommy John. It's been a disaster for Texas, the amount of money they're paying him. And so ultimately they were right, but I still feel like, and hopefully now that they've gotten away a year from it, he still hasn't really pitched for Texas. What did he throw? 6-7 starts last year? I believe his last one was against the New York Yankees. Where do you put him in the context of great players in Met history? And now that it seems like this ownership group is much more willing to retire numbers, certainly they are, and maybe they're tired of retiring old numbers where no one seems to really care or go to the ballpark other than Keith, who obviously is still a part of this team in many ways as the broadcaster. But, you know, not to knock him again, but we know what the attendance was for Darryl and Doc. And there was a miserable day for Doc. But to actually retire players who are somewhat still on the forefront of Met fans, you know, recent memories, pitched in World Series, won playoff games against the Dodgers, you know, has and then was a two-time Cy Young Award winner, pitching like we have hardly seen anyone pitch with the amount of velocity consistently, the filthy sliders, the great stuff. So would you retire as a Met fan? Would you want Jacob DeGrom's number retired? And for me, this is a close one because it's not a lot of years. But I would lean towards yes if they're going to open it up to more players and open it up to more celebrations and loosen their reins on what has been a very stingy, certainly compared to the Yankees who retire way too many numbers, a very stingy Met organization and who they retire. If you came up through the organization, you went to a World Series with them, and while you were there, you were bar none, not only the best pitcher in Major League Baseball at that time, but arguably the peak that the position has ever seen. And I know I say that and it sounds ridiculous and it sounds like hyperbole. I don't know if it is. You couldn't hit DeGrom. I remember when he was struggling for that brief time at the end of when he came back from the injury at the end of 22 or whatever it was. Yeah, 22. And he got beat up by Oakland. It was shocking. Like, do you remember when he gave up like 4 or 5 runs to the Oakland A's? It was shocking. For 2 years, he didn't give up runs. It was on another level. So for me, whenever a great player like that comes through my ranks, has success somewhat winning on the field, not as much as I would like, but has some success winning, does sign an extension or another contract beyond his rookie contract with the team, and what in his time there is the best pitcher in the league for multiple years and arguably one of the great pitchers of all time, I think that's enough to warrant retiring his number. And I'd be surprised if the Mets give out the number at any point over the next couple of years just to give that a good opportunity. And I think he should have his number retired, and I think there should be a Jacob DeGrom day. And it helps that he's pitching in Texas. And I would imagine that I don't think he's going to win another World Series. I don't think you're going to see him on the mound in the World Series for the Texas Rangers. It's just unlikely. It's hard to do, and they've won their championship. But, hey, you never know. But right now it feels like he doesn't have any signature moments with them. He hardly has pitched for them. That'll change, hopefully, for him. But ultimately, it's not like he's pitching for a team that gives you the bad vibes. He's not pitching for a team in the National League East. He's not a Marlin today. He's not a Brave, which everyone feared at the end of the year last year or 2 years ago. So I'm open to DeGrom's number being retired. I am. I wouldn't be upset by it. I don't think, you know, if you want to keep it sturdy, if you want to keep it stingy, he's right on the borderline. But I mean, I know they won a World Series, Doc and Darryl, but I mean, he's right there as one of the greatest players of the generation. Piazza didn't win a World Series with the Mets. So I'm right there with it.